KK4JBQ. This is KN4HTP. Yeah. That's a good night. You got me laughing again thinking about Harry's joke. So, yeah, there's a great app that for the phone for seeing the sky, even through the ceiling. You see it on your phone, and I think it's called Skyview. I think that's the one I have on my phone, and I do use it all the time. I whip it out to see what, you know, where this is and where that is and that kind of thing, and especially when I'm traveling and I get to notice the sky from a little different position. So it's called Skyview, and there's a free version and a pay version, and I'm happy with the free version for now. So, and it's nice to hear that you're looking forward to the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas poem. This year will be special for me because my dad's actually coming to visit. So I know he'll be sitting here in the ham shack with me while I call the net and then listening to the poem. So that'll make it more special for me than even it has been. And I love this tradition, so I hope I can continue it for our Christmas Eve. For my Christmas Eve and for those you know, radio listeners who are enjoying it as well. I think I'm with you on the animal thing, too. I think animals get to have joy I think they are designed to have joy in their existence in some way. So whatever their purpose was, they're supposed to, I think they have joy, too. And, yeah. I'm with you. I'm praying for Shadow too that there's a better solution than her losing a toe. So I appreciate that. I appreciate your thoughts, and I really enjoy hearing from you, Larry. So that's nice. Any other comments from you, Mr. Larry?
To encourage everybody, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Stop for a little bit at 9 o'clock on December 24th. Tune in to Wendy's rendition. If you haven't heard it this way, then you really missed something. Everybody's probably heard this poem. But I've read some, some literary criticisms of the poem. And I don't say criticisms in a way of, you know, disputing anything in it or whatever, but just to explain what's actually being said, because it was written a long time ago. And where there's also some controversy at several points in the poem, what was actually being said and what was actually meant by it. That's extremely revealing. Actually, this is a complicated poem. It wouldn't seem so, maybe, but it is. And anyhow, I truly enjoy it every year. It's been a tradition with me. I must admit that I've even recorded it and listened to it into the new year. Special to me. Thank you, Wendy. You have a good night, and say the same to your lovely spouse there. Yeah, Mark is, but we haven't, we've crossed paths, but I respect him, and I think he's a great guy. I will say good evening to you, good evening to everyone. Thank you for calling the net again one more time. Thank you again. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for hanging around for Rag Chew, Mr. Larry, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday. At this time, I want to check and see if anyone listening in would like to check in. Checking in Alpha through Zulu, all the way through the alphabet. Please check in by calling Net Control.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Kind of late for me to check it in, but I'm just getting on the road headed home. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T. Name is Rusty, and I'm headed from Duncan back to Moore.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, WU2T. Rusty is mobile between Duncan and Moore. Thank you for joining us tonight, Rusty. Hope you have an easy drive tonight. All right, at this time, I want to check in with Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. Are you getting the same rain we all seem to be getting today, Mr. Duncan?
KN4HTP, KO4JKV. Thanks, Wendy. Yeah, we're getting some rain up here. It's not really coming down strong, but it's just been a slow drizzle. About 45 degrees, so it's cool. It's nothing too horrible. How is it down there?
Well, the rain part sounds the same, but I can't possibly be 44 degrees. It's much warmer here, I'm sure. But I can't see the temperature gauge from here, so I'm just going to be guessing that it's quite a few degrees warmer. But it could be miserable if you were stuck out there in wet clothes and rain falling on your head instead of on your hat. I was thinking that earlier as I was carrying groceries in, it'd be nice if I had just thrown on a hat so that my head didn't get wet as I was in and out with groceries. And then I thought, you know, if it's a rainy day, maybe I should just put off going to the store another day. So I was in a complaining mood, I think. What have you been up to today?
I've been practicing on CW Morse code. I've been studying that for the past 6 months. And about 3 weeks ago, I made a couple quick contacts, Parks on the Air, and then yesterday I got up the nerve to make a couple more contacts. And it's a long process. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. But I'm having a good time with that. And so that's about summed up my day.
Awesome. I think it would be very satisfying to communicate with Morse code. And a really smart thing to have in your skill set. So I admire you for persevering in the long haul in the Morse code, and I'm happy to hear about your success. Anything interesting in the message?
Interesting in the message, if you're talking about the Morse code, I'm just doing Parks on the Air. Your exchange is just call sign, location, signal report. And so it's quick. It's easy if you're starting out because you don't have to worry so much about, you know, communicating conversationally. It's kind of rigid like that. But other than that, I'm trying to maybe be on time with getting Christmas cards and gifts out, and hopefully I can get that and finally be the first that's on time this year. But that's about all I got over here.
That sounds good. That's a really good goal. I think I threw out the on-time part with Christmas messages a few years ago. I always have them ready to go ready to write in November, but then this time slips away from me. I'm too busy enjoying other details of the winter season. So, well, thanks for hanging around, and it's good to hear how the Morse code is progressing with you. Hang around another time and let me know how you're doing with that. I'm interested to hear. So thanks for hanging around for some RAG2. This is KN4HTP Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Is there anyone else listening in at this time that would like to check in? We're checking in all stations all the way through the alphabet. Please call Net Control to check in. KN4HTP Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments? Anyone with any comments? I believe Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, will be calling the net tomorrow night, and that is at 9 o'clock, and he has a round table, so any questions you have, that is an excellent night to bring them up. Any topics, you know, generally they're radio related, but we're a friendly group, and any topics are fine, you know, any appropriate topics, we'll just leave it at that. And if you can hold on for a moment, I will submit my net report electronically. So I will break to fill in that form, and you should hear it over the repeater in just a moment. now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with my thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night, everyone.